Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
So many people are under the false impression that once you accept Jesus as your Lord, that the fight is over. However, you have also found out that the fight had just begun.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak, speak, speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe continuing her message titled, The Power of God's Word.
Speak the Word.
Saints, I want to give a testimony on how you can use God's words, okay, for healing, and how Jesus has given us permission to use His name, and how He has given you the power and me the power and authority to speak over our bodies and over our circumstances, according to Luke 10:19. As I was working on a message one day, this was a different message, and of course, on this message, I was attacked too. As a matter of fact, I was sick for a few days. But as I was working on a message one day, I was attacked in my stomach about 2 days. I felt like I was so hungry that it actually made me sick. And I would eat a little bit, and then I'd feel a little bit better for just a few minutes. But then a few minutes later, I'd start feeling sick again. And I prayed for a few minutes, but I still felt sick. But as I sat at my computer, after I prayed and read God's Word, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. And He let me know what was causing the sickness and what was causing the discomfort. The Lord impressed upon me that it was a parasite. So I thank the Lord for His information. You know, once He revealed to me what was causing my difficulties, I began to speak and curse the parasite. In Mark 11:23, Easy Read says, "The truth is, you can say to this mountain, fall into the sea, and if you have no doubts in your mind and believe what you say will happen, then God will do He will do it for you." So I tell you to ask for what you want in prayer. And if you believe it, that you have received those things, then you will have them. They will be yours, He said. So I said, "Parasite, in the name of Jesus, I curse you from your very roots. And I command you to leave my body now in the name of Jesus." And then I began to speak peace into my body after I cursed it. I spoke peace and calm into my intestines and my digestive tract and was immediately healed. Immediately. You know, it's faith practicing what God tells us to do. Saints, immediately, remember this, immediately, in the beginning of your circumstances or trial, get your faith into motion by declaring who God is and what He has promised to do for you. We must realize that the Holy Spirit knows everything, and He's just waiting for us to ask Him. He's our helper, and He's our teacher. He's our comforter. He's our advocate. He's everything that we need. Friends, make the Word your beginning in every area in your life and in every circumstance. As soon as a circumstance or problem comes up, make God's Word the beginning. Amen. Beginning. You need to know this. You might want to write it down. You do not get what you believe, but what you believe and speak. It's not just what you believe, but it's what you believe and speak. You also need to understand that you can be healed while hearing God's Word. I was invited to do a 3-day conference up in the mountains. I think this was, I believe it was last year. I went because I was up there this year too. I was to speak one night, do a workshop the second night, and teach and preach the third morning. The night I was doing the workshop, I was demonstrating how to pray and speak to your sickness or pain. The minister's assistant had not been able to use her right arm. So when I had a person come up to demonstrate, I had somebody out in the audience, congregation, to come up, and I was using them as an example. And so I began on the person that was up there so I could demonstrate. I began to speak to this person's arm, just demonstrating how to do it, and the lady's arm was totally healed. That was just by demonstrating. I was speaking exactly what I would have done and spoke to that arm had she been up there, because I've had that same problem. I couldn't move when I was still down in North Carolina. I couldn't move this left arm for months. I woke up one morning and couldn't move it. But I prayed over it, and every day I kept praying over it. And one night I was ministering up in, I think it was in Wilson, the town before Wilson or whatever. It was a small town, small church. And I'd been praying over it, and I could raise this hand, but I couldn't raise this one. And that night, as I was praising and worshiping the Lord during the praise and worship, I felt like a tap on my shoulder and told me to raise this hand. And it's been raising ever since. You know, there's no time when God can, He can heal you while you're listening this morning to the Word. You can receive healing in your body. You can receive a breakthrough just by, you know, when you're listening to God's Word. God's Word is powerful, and it's working. Amen. It's always working. She emailed me several months later and said she had been able to finish writing her book and had started another one. To God be the glory. He gets the glory. I was in the same town this past July, and she came to the service and said her arm is still healed. Another time, David was healed just listening to the pastor give a word of prophecy. He felt that prophecy was for him, and David is really good at this. He reached out and he grabbed it. He claimed it. It was a very serious situation because he had a growth here, and it was growing and pushing up against his ribs. And so when they give the prophecy, the pastor was saying, you know, someone had this thing. You know, it felt like it was right in here. And David thought, well, this is me. All right. So he took it. And that was several years ago. He's still healed. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still healed. Praise God. I want to tell you how important it is to especially monitor your words when you're in a storm or in a trial. Remember, Satan is roaming around looking for a way to get in for someone to devour. Don't let it be you. Okay? You'll find out in 1 Peter 5:8. David was in the hospital back in the spring. And it was not the first time. He was there because his heart was not beating regular. It is referred to as AFib or atrial fibrillation. So there, he was there for surgery that morning. So I waited out in the waiting room over in Norfolk during the surgery over at the heart hospital until they came and got me. When I was in David's room, the surgeon came in and he told me that he did not do well. You know, I'm just standing there and the doctor standing there telling me he did not do well. His blood pressure and his other vitals, he says, are down. And he says, we're going to have to take him back in for emergency surgery and put him in a pacemaker. I want you to listen. This is very important. Because when you're going through a storm and you're going through a trial, you always want to watch your mouth, but especially these times. I did not utter a word. I just listened. And when he left to go out the door, I said, thank you. He said he'd be back. And of course, David's mouth was so dry from surgery, he couldn't speak, but he wouldn't have said anything either. I know David. But as soon as the doctor left the room and said he'd be back, we began to pray and we rebuked those words. And other vitals began to improve. You know how they sat outside the door of these little nurses' stations? The nurses that was watching outside his door came running in and said, Mr. Ramsey, your vitals are rising. And so I kept praying in English and praying in the Spirit, and so was David. The doctor never came back. Doctor never came back. They moved him into another room that afternoon, and he went home the next day. No heart, no pacemaker. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is vital that you watch this mouth, and especially when you're in a situation or a trial or a storm. We will have storms. We've had them and we'll have more. But you can come through the next one better than you did the last one if you let God guide you with His Word, because you'll find a word in here. My point is, had I opened my mouth and come into agreement with the doctor, things would probably have turned out different. The most important thing I want you to see is how important it is not to get into fear, because the enemy immediately comes in and tempts you to get into fear, and you need to know that fear is a spirit, and you can come against and rebuke that spirit of fear and resist it by not repeating what the devil said, but repeat what the Word of God tells you.
Speak the word to your body.
speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have created us to be speaking spirits. And as you spoke all things into existence, you have created us in your image so we can call those things to be not as though they are. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, that when we speak your word, it has such power that martyrs have staked their lives on it and still do. Your word has such power that governments cannot overthrow it, no matter how hard they try. Hallelujah. Your word, Lord, has such power that it holds together time and eternity. Praise God. Help us to get a revelation today that according to your word, if we want to see good days, we must be more aware of the words coming out of our mouths. And when we speak words of lack and sickness, we are opening up the door for Satan to come in. Lord, for the courage not to do that. I pray, Lord, today that we will begin to speak your word and see those things begin to turn around in our lives and those mountains come down. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.